Well, good morning, and welcome to Full Logic Reverse. I'm your host, Mike Thornton, and on the line we have Craig Usher of Sacramento's Sound Celebrating Resistance. Craig, are you with us?
I am with you.
Well, good deal. I'm really glad you were able to be on the program today. Can you let people know about Sound Celebrating Resistance? I know the tapes you sent me were just great.
Well, Sound Celebrating Resistance is a project that's kind of committed to presenting politically radical music in a variety of formats. One of the things that I do is I do a radio show that is done weekly on a community access cable radio station in Sacramento. In addition, I do a quarterly newspaper featuring really a wide variety of political music. And I've got some other stuff in the plans as well, but those two things are what's happening right now.
Well, maybe we can talk about those plans as we work our way through this early morning interview on Full Logic Reverse. Craig, let me ask you this. If you can, describe the show a little bit and also let people know how they can get it on cable radio.
Okay. The show takes a variety of directions depending on my mood. Usually once or twice a month I'll take on I'll play music that focuses on a specific issue. So, for example, I did a show commemorating the Stonewall Uprising, did a show decommemorating the 4th of July, did a show on songs against the war, against the poor, and through those shows what I try to do is find common themes that exist in a lot of music that may not be played next to one another. I'm fascinated by political music, and I rarely hear music that I don't like, so I'm able to feel comfortable playing world music next to punk music, next to folk music, next to spoken word and jazz. And on my shows, you'll hear it all. also, one of the things I try to do with the show is provide a space for people who are making this music currently to have their music heard. There's not, and perhaps thankfully so, there's not a commercial market for a lot of music that's coming out of kind of a political underground right now. And I think it's important that there's spaces where that music can be heard and messages can get out. And so a lot of times I just play a whole wide mix of stuff that seems to relate in my mind. I don't know if it relates in other people's. The show is on KCBL Cable FM 88.7, which is actually the only community access radio station that's broadcast out of the Sacramento city limits, particularly now that the two pirate radio stations in town have been shut down. And it's somewhat ironically run through cable television and the community access wing of cable television, which is more known as having two community access TV channels. What a lot of people don't realize is there's actually an extremely good community access radio station that's run through it. It is unfortunately only available to cable subscribers, which is a drawback of the program. But if someone is a cable subscriber, it's very easy for them to hear the show in the Sacramento area. I can kind of explain that to folks if they want to know that.
Well, certainly we'll get to that. But let me sidetrack you for just a minute because I think it's interesting. I was talking to some people from People's Video Network, and, of course, my guess is you're probably at least reasonably familiar with some of the stuff that they've been doing. And, you know, of course, what they're doing is that they're using the hardware and the technology that's being made available by these mega media corporations to sort of slip in under the radar screen as a result of public access. It sounds like you're kind of doing that, too. I know here at KVMR, of course, you know, we're a community public access station as well. Talk, if you will, about the process of how that works at KCBR, because people who listen to KVMR, I think, are at least reasonably familiar that they can show up here, take a class, and learn how to run the equipment and then go for it and try and get a show on the air. How does that work there?
It's pretty much the same process at KCBL. I'll add one of the ironies about KCBL and about most public access stations is they are at least initially set up as sort of a way of assuaging the guilt in the community of turning over a monopoly on cable programming to a single company. So in our case, Sacramento Cable was given a monopoly in the community, and one of the things they needed to do in exchange for that was set up community access programming. Recently they have shifted that community access programming significantly and sort of made it a lower priority. But the actual material resources to do this are set up through a multimedia corporation. And they have provided tons of television stuff and radio stuff so this can go on the air, and they carry the broadcast. They do this so they can, of course, make millions and millions and millions of dollars peddling HBO and ESPN to the Sacramento community. But that is one of the ironies of what I'm doing. I'm not entirely comfortable with that irony, but it's there. The process of getting involved in actually either community access TV or community access radio through what's called Access Sacramento in Sacramento is relatively simple. I was interested in doing this radio show, and I started it, I guess, last May, and I think it was, probably in March, I made the decision that I wanted to do this. I went in and talked to the folks at Access Sacramento and had to go through several classes on how to use their equipment, and next thing I knew, I was on the air. It's actually a very quick process. If people are interested, I can give the number in Sacramento, the person you need to talk to. It is very, very, very open. And there's really a good variety of stuff that's playing on KCBL and also on the community access television stations as well.
Well, let me go ahead and ask you then to give out that contact information for that, because then I would also like to ask you what other things are available and of course, talk about the newsletter and then how people can tune in to Sound Celebrating Resistance.
Okay. Well, if you want to get involved in Access Sacramento, which is community television and community radio, you want to call 916-456-8600 and go to extension 144, which is Shane Carpenter, who is the radio director. And you basically want to say, Shane, I want a radio show. And he'll tell you the process. In that same number, you can also hook up with Access Sacramento Television if that might be more of your interest. We also have a neat radio station. There's actually two radio stations that are run through Access Sacramento. One is the Community Access KCBL, and the other is a radio station for the blind. And so if you have an interest in providing radio services to blind people in Sacramento, you can also do that.
Well, certainly with the increasing stranglehold that mega media has on just about everything that we see, hear, or read, it would seem to me that people who are, you know, committed to presenting something that's an alternative to that, these are real opportunities to not just sit on the sidelines and talk, but to actually get involved and go for it and try and do something.
Yeah, and I also think one of the things that's been really enjoyable for me is really demystifying the process of what goes into doing radio. Part of that was facilitated in not only doing the show, but also for several months, because the show was only available to cable subscribers, for several months in the summer when it started, it was rebroadcast on a pirate radio station in Sacramento that has unfortunately disappeared. But through that process, I was able to see the power that we have within the media, that there's no reason that we can't be broadcasting our material, whether using quote-unquote legitimate channels or setting up our own illegitimate channels. It's power that we have if we choose to take it.
Talk, if you will, about the pirate stations in Sacramento that were shut down. And do you know why? Were they FCC shutdowns, or did they, you know, what happened with that?
Well, there were two pirate radio stations that I was aware of in Sacramento. I'm assuming, I may be wrong, but I'm assuming they were the only ones that were active in the last year. One was a small radio station that broadcast in downtown Sacramento, and that was the one that my show was on. And it was basically shut down because everybody who was running the station got evicted from their house by their landlord for reasons unrelated to the station, and none of them were able to set up a stable environment to actually run the station again. It was called Chicken Fried Radio, and it was on the air for about 3 or 4 months around the summer of 96. Another station that got a little bit more press and was significantly larger in that it was running 40 watts and broadcasting through most of South Sacramento was a station called Community Power Radio, which was actually set up by the Nation of Islam. And in spite of that, provided some excellent programming. And they did get shut down by the FCC after broadcasting very openly. I mean, they had flyers all around town telling about the station. They had articles in the newspaper telling about the station. And after about 6 months, they received an FCC injunction, And last I heard, they had planned on fighting it, but it seems like that hasn't materialized because the money to do that has not been forthcoming. And that actually follows a pattern of, particularly lately, the FCC has been cracking down on pirate radio stations left and right, and folks who have been operating above ground with relative immunity are now getting kind of chased throughout the country.
We, a couple of weeks ago on this program, had Napoleon Williams of Black Liberation Radio from Decatur on as a guest. And if you want to talk about getting cracked down on, I don't think you can get a better example of that. I mean, they took the guy's kids and are holding them hostage, basically, in order to shut this man up. Craig, you were talking about a newsletter that you do. Can you talk about that, please?
I can, but I want to go back to something real quick.
Go for it.
I think that if you see... If you watch what the FCC is doing in reaction to independent media such as quote-unquote pirate radio, I think you see the fear that they have of people speaking their minds freely and expressing ideas freely. It's absurd that they would crack down on such a level that they do. The fact that they do crack down, I think, to me shows a tremendous fear on their part that we're going to have freedom in our expression and we're going to say what we're going to say.
Let me go ahead now and sidetrack off of that and say, you know, as I understand it, I mean, basically about $1,000 will set you up with a relatively decent micro-power radio broadcasting kit. Sound about right to you?
Actually, I know people who got on the air for significantly less.
Yeah, so, you know, my point is that, and I know that these things are quite available if you want to look for them, it would seem to me that one way of, you know, breaking the FCC corporate stranglehold on the media would be simply for just so many people to start setting these things up that they couldn't prosecute everybody. It would seem that that would be a way of protesting the regulations whereby the powerful get to steal our airwaves.
Oh, yeah, I agree completely. One of the things that I've started, and I'll talk about the newspaper in a minute, is in the next issue we're going to have what's hopefully going to be a regular micro-radio update, and if people are interested in it, read the article, and it will tell you very easily how you can get hooked up into the network and get something set up in your community.
Let me let the listeners know that we're talking to Craig Usher of Sacramento's Sound Celebrating Resistance, a political music and talk program, primarily focusing on music, I guess is fair to say, on KCBL, cable radio in Sacramento. And I'm finding this to be a quite interesting conversation. I hope you are, too. My name is Mike Thorne, and this is Full Logic Reverse on community-supported radio, KVMR-FM, Nevada City, Sacramento. Craig, you were talking about the newsletter. What about it?
Okay. The newspaper is something that started, I guess, the end of this summer. And the plan for it is it's a quarterly newspaper that's just dedicated to covering a variety of political music. The first couple of issues have come out and are available to anyone who's interested in them for free. And the next issue is on the way. And to give you an idea of what the paper's about, this next issue is going to feature an interview with Fred Ho, who is a revolutionary baritone saxophonist who's been very active in the Chinese-American community in New York, doing very revolutionary music and theater work. There's going to be an interview with a couple that does pro-choice folk music from back east, an interview with a gentleman who does a radio show, actually. It was the first radio show I found that's similar to mine, and it focuses on political music. It's done by a professor out at UC Santa Barbara. He does a radio show down there called Culture of Protest. There's going to be articles on Nueva Canción music, a real interesting analysis of Bob Marley's, the politics of Bob Marley's last concert performance, reviews, articles, letters, all sorts of stuff, really circulating around the idea of radical music and not being bound by any particular genre or political line, just presenting a lot of information that's generally not out there.
Certainly an opportunity for people of like minds to have a venue for exchanging ideas and dialogue, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. For me, one of the motivations of starting the newspaper and the radio show is my interest in political music goes back a few years, and I had always looked for something like this. I'd always kind of pored over music magazines or radio shows trying to find material that really spoke to me. And it was really a process of kind of picking and choosing and separating stuff out that I was interested in from a lot of junk that I wasn't interested in. And so this is one place where I kind of brought it together, where if you're interested in finding out the level of musical cultural resistance, you can find out that there's just an amazing amount of stuff that's happening, and there's a tremendous level of commitment of a number of artists who will never, ever be heard about on any major media, through any major media outlet, be it radio, be it MTV, be it corporate music magazines.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, Craig, one of the things that's been coming to my attention is that in reality, there are, you know, as I become more a creature of cyberspace, is that there are actually a lot of people that are really doing a lot of good stuff regarding utilizing the media to get a different message. You know, your show being just one example of that. I mean, you know, and you know, for a long time, I was really starting to get depressed. I was kind of going, oh, my gosh, it's going to be nothing except, you know, ABC News and 24-hour MTV pretty soon. But there seems to be a real effort by a lot of committed people to kind of say, no, we're not going to allow it to become all that. And are you seeing that as well?
Oh, definitely. One of my focuses for myself in terms of dealing with being politically active in an incredibly reactionary society is you face depression. You face this sense that there's huge walls to be fought, huge battles to be fought. And one of the reasons why I focused on music is music for me has, through the years, really provided an inspiration to me in my activism. And I think it's important. I know that speaking with other people and writing to other people, I found that it's a tremendously important resource for some people, and it really keeps them going. And I think it's important that not only does music keep us going, but we do what we can to keep people who are making that music going. And so for me, ever since I've started this project, I have just been surrounded in case after case after case of really empowering cultural resistance that I had never known had existed. For me, this has been a tremendously rejuvenating process, and it did come at a time when I was starting to feel probably some similar depression to what you were talking about. And I see it not just within the realm of music, but within a lot of different alternative cultures, that people, even though maybe more standardized leftist organizations are by and large seeming to disappear or transform, is that new things are popping up, and a lot of what's popping up is really, really culturally exciting.
Yeah, I think so, too. Greg, what are some of the other things that are available on KCBL?
On KCBL, you've got some of the only rap programming that can be heard really outside of the Bay Area in Northern Sacramento or Northern California. That was one of the roles that also the community-powered Radio Pirates radio station played, is that there is an incredible emptiness on the airwaves in terms of playing independent rap music. And Community Power Radio took that up for a while. KCBL, through the years, has been an outlet for a number of really, really high-quality DJs to do to play rap music that will not be heard on any mainstream station at all. There's blues shows, folk shows. It runs the gamut. There's some not very radical talk show, but there's talk shows. There's actually a really good comedy show.
Really good.
And it's very much your typical community access, in that folks come in and do their show. The show before me is a really good rap show. I'm followed up by a very, very wacky dance music show. And it's, you know, and after that, then the guy comes on and does the blues. It's your typical community access.
Sounds a lot like KVMR, actually.
Yeah.
Good. Let people know how they can get Sound Celebrating Resistance and anything else they might find of interest on KCBL, and also how they can get the newspaper.
Okay. Well, the part about hooking it up is just a little bit challenging, but if you're willing to breathe deeply and figure it out, it's real easy. And one thing I'm going to say is if you have any trouble hooking it up, you can always call the station at 456-8600, extension 144, and they'll gladly walk you through the process. But basically the idea is you need to hook your home stereo into your television antenna outlet that is hooked up to cable. So you have to be a proud owner of, or proud subscriber of cable television in the Sacramento community to get it, which I guess is 250,000 homes. One of the other ironies is it's not one of my homes, so I can't actually listen to my radio show. But 250,000 of you in Sacramento community can. Anyone who subscribes to cable in Sacramento can. And basically what you do is you get a splitter that you can pick up at Radio Shack for $2, and you run one signal into your cable box and the other signal into your receiver. And turn on your radio, tune it to 88.7 FM, and you'll be able to hear KCBL nonstop. And it's worth the 5 minutes of effort to do it. But again, if you have any questions, you can always call 456-8600 extension 144, and they have this really neat little sheet that just walks you through it. And I once did it myself, even though I don't have cable, just to see if it was possible, and it's extremely easy.
Cool. And the paper?
The paper can be reached at Sound Celebrating Resistance, P.O. Box 191715, Sacramento, California, 95819. And if you're interested in the newspaper, just drop me a note at P.O. Box 191715, Sacramento, California, 95819, and I will send a copy off to you. And if you like it, you let me know, and we'll put you on the mailing list. The paper's free. And if you're interested in music and politics, even on a small level, I encourage you to get the paper, because I think it'll open your eyes up to some really great stuff that's out there.
Craig Usher of Sound Celebrating Resistance on Sacramento Cable Radio. Thank you for being with us today on Full Logic Reverse.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, mine too, guy.